With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with Justice Department prosecutors that secures his liberty and concludes a long, drawn-out legal saga that raised divisive questions about press freedom and national security. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he wants to bring Assange home.
I've been very clear as both the Labor leader in opposition, but also as Prime Minister, that regardless of the views that people have about Mr. Assange's activities, the case has dragged on for too long. Yeah. There's nothing to be gained by his continued incarceration, and we want him brought home to Australia.
Assange spent 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and 5 in a British prison while he fought his extradition to the U.S. The Biden administration is going to appeal 2 court rulings striking down the president's student loan repayment plan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri this week blocked much of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan known as the SAVE program. It provides a faster path to cancellation and lower monthly payments for millions of borrowers. The judges' rulings prevent an Education Department rule set to go into effect July 1. A White House spokesperson says the Justice Department will appeal both decisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israelis who were taken hostage or lost loved ones during Hamas's October 7th attack are suing the UN agency that aids Palestinians. A suit filed alleges that the agency known as UNRWA has helped finance the terrorists by paying agency staffers in U.S. dollars and thereby funneling them to money changers in Gaza. This is SRN News. It's been a bumpy road for a pro-female bus tour. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Independent Women's Forum is driving around the country campaigning to keep men out of women's sports. But transgender activists don't like that message, and rather than protest, they have taken to vandalizing the bus. Obscene graffiti has been scrawled on the vehicle at one stop. Eggs were also thrown. The IWF is fighting the Biden administration's efforts to reinterpret Title IX so as to allow men to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The alleged rape of a 12-year-old Jewish girl and a suspected anti-Semitic attack has sent shockwaves throughout France. It also thrust the rash of anti-Semitism in the country to the forefront of campaigning for next month's legislative elections. Anti-Semitism is far from a new issue in French politics, where debates still flare over the Vichy government's complicity with Hitler during the Second World War. SRN News. 5 people are reported dead and 31 people were injured, including 13 hit by live bullets in violent clashes in Kenya. More on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Thousands of protesters stormed Kenya's parliament to protest tax proposals, burning part of the building, sending lawmakers fleeing, and drawing fire from police as clashes spread to other cities as well. President William Ruto called the events treasonous and vowed to quash the unrest. Kenya's defense minister says the military has been deployed to support police in what they are calling a security emergency. Journalists saw at least 3 bodies outside the complex where police had opened fire. Medical workers reported at least 5 people killed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.